the end of the building over there this afternoon, Speaker Harshman and Representative Walters. Just for your information, we have a freshman security sign-up list. And not that it will happen this session, but there's been times in the past where members of another body have come into this body and, quite frankly, played some tricks on us. So we have a security sign-up sheet of all of the freshman legislators. Representative Baldwin's got the 2 to 3 o'clock one, or Senator Baldwin. Senator Agar is 3 to 4. Senator Moniz has got the 5 to 6. So we're going to have some people over here looking for those House members, Mr. Speaker. Senator Driscoll.
Well, I am here to officially tell you they are coming over. I just left the other body, and I have confirmation that there will be House members visiting the Senate chambers tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night?
Tomorrow
night. That's fine. We won't be here, probably.
Oh, I'm wrong. Tonight. I'm sorry. Tonight.
Tonight. Okay. Members of the Senate, we're very, very blessed to have some special guests with us today. And a couple of families that are their names are no stranger names to any of us. We know their names. We know the generosity they've exhibited and the wonderful things they've done for not only their families, but for their great state of Wyoming, our university, and the communities they live in. And both families are with us today, and it's just so nice to see them, particularly Susie McMurray, who I've known for a very, very, very long time, and is just an incredible lady. So what I'm going to do, members of the Senate, is we're going to start with the Searcy family. If you'd please come up here, I have a resolution to present to you, and if you don't mind, we'd love to have you say a few words if you're so inclined. This is a pretty easy group to get along with. Please come right over here and grab a chair. And I'm going to read this. Well, we'll have the reading clerk. He's got a little bit better voice than I do. If you'd please read this.
The 64th Legislature of the State of Wyoming, honoring the generosity of the Searcy family, a joint resolution providing for the recognition of the Searcy family and expressing a deep appreciation for their generosity to their community and state. Be it resolved by the 64th Legislature of the State of Wyoming, whereas Mr. Searcy, who graduated from Matrona County High School in 1980, is a longtime resident of Casper, with his wife, Carol, and three children, who also graduated from Matrona County High School, and whereas Tony began his career in the Sales and Parts Department at Power Services Incorporated in 1982 and worked his way up the ranks to company president while helping build the firm from 11 employees when he started to more than 500 people in 2016, and whereas he also oversaw the sale of his company, which supplies products for everything from exploration to production for refineries, utilities, manufacturers, and construction, to now incorporated, a publicly traded company worth $1.79 billion. And whereas the Searcy family graciously donated to the University of Wyoming's Mick and Susie McMurray High Altitude Performance Center, endowed $1 million to the David Street Station project in support of creating a public plaza space in downtown Casper, donated funds to the Casper YMCA, and provided money for the state-of-the-art digital scoreboards at Casper area high school sports facilities. And whereas the family's contribution to the community is not limited to their financial gifts, as Tony and his son now own the iconic Wonder Bar and are in the process of revitalizing the beloved building in downtown Casper. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the members of the Legislature of the State of Wyoming, Section 1, that on behalf of the people of the State of Wyoming, we express our profound sense of gratitude to the Searcy family for their generous contributions to the City of Casper and State of Wyoming. Section 2, that the Searcy family be thanked for their deep and abiding commitment to the people of the State of Wyoming through financial contributions and their unwavering dedication to community spirit, which demonstrates their commitment to making Wyoming a better place for current and future generations alike. Section 3, that this resolution be transmitted to the Searcy family so that they may know the very significant impact they've had on the Cowboy State and that their generosity is greatly appreciated by the members of the Wyoming Legislature. Signed on this 15th day of February 2017, Senator Eli Bebout, President of the Wyoming Senate, Representative Steve Harshman, Speaker of the Wyoming House of Representatives.
Okay. members of the Senate, it's really an honor and privilege for me to present this to the Searcy family. And you know what this is really an example of what Wyoming's all about. We have a homegrown, hardworking young man that has a vision and does it by, it seems like the harder you work, the luckier you get. And he exemplifies that. He went to Natrona. My wife went to Natrona. A lot of good people go to Natrona. And so we're really proud of what you've done for Wyoming, your generosity, your tenacity, how you work so hard. And I know what it's like to be a private businessman and what you have to put up with. So thank you so much for what you do. And we're looking forward to more opportunities to be with you. And we'll present this to you. And if you'd like to say a few words, you sure have privilege of the floor. That's up to you.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Please. Yeah. And we have this for you.
Oh, thank you. Momentum. Yeah, great. Yeah, so thank you so much. My wife and I and children are just humbled. We're loving the opportunity to get back to this state and to our community and some great things to come. We're having a lot of fun and look forward to the future. So thank you all very much.
Thank you. The next special family we have is certainly no surprise to any member of the Senate either, and it's Susie McMurray. And Susie, so good to see you, and we all know and recognize how generous you and Mick have been for many, many years to the state of Wyoming. And I was trying to remember the first time that I met you, but it's just been so long ago, and every time that smile right there is what I remember. And members of the Senate, what a lot of you don't realize is that Susie goes to the hospital, every day of the week almost, and goes in there and talks to people and gives her time. She's just so gracious with her time and everything that they do. And I'm not going to get emotional here, but would you please come up here, the McMurray family, and come up here. And it's just, and we want to give you something too. I don't think I can read this. I'm going to let the reading clerk read it.
The 64th Legislature of the State of Wyoming honoring the generosity of the McMurray family. A joint resolution providing for the recognition of the McMurray family and expressing a deep appreciation for their generosity to their community and state. Be it resolved by the 64th Legislature of the State of Wyoming, whereas the McMurray family was successful in the natural gas fields of southwest Wyoming and created the McMurray Foundation in 1998 to promote education, religion, child advocacy, the arts, healthcare, and business development in Wyoming. And whereas in the Foundation's first 15 years, the McMurray family granted more than $49 million to organizations including the University of Wyoming, Wyoming Medical Center, Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Wyoming, and Wyoming Athletics Facilities. And whereas the family has been large supporters of the University of Wyoming with the following contributions: the Marion Rochelle Gateway Center, the Wyoming Technology Business Center, the College of Education, the Jonah Field at War Memorial Stadium, and the High Altitude Performance Center. And whereas the family's contribution to the Casper community and the state have been lasting investments to build a better Wyoming. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the members of the Legislature of the State of Wyoming, Section 1, that on behalf of the people of the State of Wyoming, we express our profound gratitude to the McMurray family for their generous contributions to the City of Casper and State of Wyoming. Section 2, that the McMurray family be thanked for their deep and abiding commitment to the people of the State of Wyoming through financial contributions and their unwavering dedication to community spirit, which demonstrates their commitment to making Wyoming a better place for current current and future generations alike. Section 3, that this resolution be transmitted to the McMurray family so that they may know the very significant impact they've had on the Cowboy State, and that their generosity is greatly appreciated by the members of the Wyoming Legislature. Signed on this second day of March of 2017, Senator Eli Bebout, President of the Wyoming Senate, Representative Steve Harshman, Speaker of the Wyoming House of Representatives.
Members of the Senate, Susie, Mick, and I were attended the university about the same time, and I was always, of course, in the library studying. And But Mick is another example, and Susie, of what Wyoming's all about, members of the Senate. Hard work, dedication, the love for this great state, and made it what it is today. And not only did they do that to do what they did and so well and were successful, but they give back and have given back and continue to give back. And Susie, what I really miss are those phone calls two or three times a week from Mick. I think about him all the time. And he is very missed, but it's so good to see you and Trudy here. And members of the Senate, this is just an incredible family, and we're so lucky to have you. And would you like to say a few words? This is a great body here in the Senate. I know you've been at the House. These are public servants that love Wyoming like you do. We try to do the best we can. And with people like you and the Searcy family that are so generous, makes us feel better about our public service and what Wyoming stands for. So thank you so much for what you do, and the floor is yours.
Thank you, Eli. We are, Trudy and I are so, so honored to be here and proud to be here. And we are not only proud to be here because it's the great state of Wyoming, but we are ever so proud of you because you work just countless hours on all of our behalf. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. It is a great privilege. We are very, very, very proud citizens of this great state of Wyoming. And Mickey is on my shoulder today as he is every day, and he would also be humbled and proud to be here. So thank you so, so very much. And thank you to our dear, dear, dear friend, Eli, who has been right with us every step of the way. Thank you, Eli.
And Speaker Harshman, thanks for helping set that up. That was incredible. Thank you. Well, now, okay, what do we have? Messages from the House? Senator Hastert.
Message from the lobby.
You want a privilege of the floor?
May I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Message from the lobby. From this day forward, I shall lobby in verse. The good Lord knows I can do no worse.
That was handed to me by a lobbyist.
Mr. Vice President,
Mr. Vice President, would you please come up here and take over?
Do I have a motion to adjourn? No.
No move.
That was easy. Okay, let's have messages from the House.
From the House of Representatives, March 2nd, 2017. Message number 475, third reading passed. Mr. President, Senate File 70, Manufacturing Machinery Exemption Sunset Date, passed the House on third reading. Ayes 57, noes 3. Message number 476, conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 2. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the like committee number 2 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 231. House conferees are Representative Burkhart, Chairman, Representative Brown, Representative Laux. Message number 477, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on the following Senate amendments to the bills listed below by the votes indicated. House Bill 119, Senior Citizen Districts, Use of Revenues, Ayes 59, Noes 1. Message number 478, House Bill 131, Disposition of Lottery Proceeds, Ayes 46, Noes 14. House Bill number 209, Disparity in Wages and Benefits Between Men and Women, Ayes 41, Noes 19. House Bill number 219, Driver's Licenses Fees, Ayes 46, Noes 14. House Bill number 238, Nude Image of a Minor Disseminated or Possessed by a Minor, Ayes 60. Message number 482. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 156. The House conferees are Representative Greer, Chairman, Representative Bovee, Representative Madden. Signed, Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Christensen, are you ready on your conference report? Let me turn you on. You start that again? Sorry about that.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yes, Mr. Vice President.
Okay, can you read it in, please?
Joint Conference Committee number report number 1, Senate File 32, Peace Officer Recordings, reference House Message number 403, signed by Representatives Kirkbride, Pownall, and Schwartz, Senators Christensen and Hicks.
Senator Christensen, would you move that conference report?
Mr. Vice President, I move adoption for the Joint Conference Committee report for number House Message number 403 to Senate File 32, and ask for you to vote aye. What happened here is we got together and we explained the Senate position, and once they came to understand, the entire House committee gladly joined us in the House or in the Senate position, and they're taking that message back. And I'm optimistic that they will be able to enlighten the House members to the value of the Senate position.
So you've been asked to vote aye on the Joint Conference Committee report. Any further discussion on message number 403? Seeing none, would the Chief Clerk call the roll, please?
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard? Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Where's Driscoll? Excused.
Excused. Ellis?
No.
No. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas? Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fleder?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Excused.
Excused. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 23 aye, 5 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, Joint Conference Committee report, Reference House Message 403 to Senate File 32 has passed the Senate. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do we have any rolled acts, Helen? Helen, do we have any?
We do.
We'll sign some rolled acts. I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 80. Would the reading clerk please read this in?
Senate Enrolled Act number 80 being original Senate File 70, an act relating to taxation.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 80, having been Senate File 70. Boy, he's excited. I so signed. Enrolled Act number 81.
Senate Enrolled Act 81, being original Senate File 88, an act relating to public health and safety.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 81, having been original Senate File 88. I so signed. Enrolled Act number 82.
Senate Enrolled Act number 82, having been original Senate File 121, an act relating to the Wyoming Pharmacy Act.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 82, being the former Senate File 121. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 83.
Senate Enrolled Act number 83, having been original Senate File 170, an act relating to aeronautics.
I'm about to assign Enrolled Act number 83, having been Senate File 170. I have so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk. Can't get it. Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Looking down at our conference committees and things like that, I don't see anything else that's likely to come back today. So with that, Mr. Vice President, I move that we adjourn until 10 o'clock.
Any announcements? Announcements? Somebody from Management Council want to make the announcement about that? Senator Perkins?
Do I have to, Mr. Vice President?
I think you should, or you can
thank you.
It off on Peterson.
He's ready. I can tell. Mr. Vice President just would announce that Management Council will continue its review and action on interim reports, starting on adjournment of the House, which hopefully will be somewhere between now and 5 o'clock. And that will continue on in L-54.
Thank you. Any other announcements?
Mr. Vice President?
Yes,
Senator. I think we made it, if I remember right, we're up to Committee 6. We start with Committee 6, and our plan is tonight to make from Committee 6 to Committee 10.
Thank you. Any further announcements, Senator Christensen?
Mr. Vice President, privilege of the floor.
Yes, you may.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Members of the Senate, y'all, I think, received an invite to the crab party tonight. I think that was slated for about 5:30. Don't feel like you have to be there at 5:30, but if you're looking to be there at the front end, it is a great, good social evening with a lot of interaction and usually a pretty nice cap off to the session. So come early if you're available. Jeff Wasserberger, Senator Wasserberger,
is the chef.
Is the chef, one of the chefs. And it's just especially for the new members, but it really is sincerely open and welcome to all, and it's a great time to kind of put the session behind us.
Thank you, Senator Christensen. I'm sure that you tried other choices of chefs, but you settled on Senator Wasserberger. So bring your pills with you.
Senator Perkins.
Mr. Vice President, I know Senator Wasserberger. Senator Wasserberger is a friend of mine, and actually he's a fair to Midland grill master.
All right. Well, Chest is grilling topics or strategies tonight.
Mr. Vice President, privilege of the floor.
Yes, you may.
Senator Wasserberger is a great grill master. I've eaten his fine cooking on many occasions.
Okay, we will see his talents exhibited this evening. You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no? I do have to ask Senator Perkins, did you give us a time for tomorrow?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. March 3rd.